What up, good people? Welcome to episode 187 of the Project Rook podcast. This, my friends, is your holistic and that good old common sense pursuit of health and wellness. If you don't know how we get down in these streets, baby, we talking all things health, all things wealth, all things knowledge of self. Do I know who I am? Can I see me? Can I hear me? Do I know my triggers? Do I know what turns me on? Do I know what makes me sad? Do I know what makes me come alive? What is my joy? What is the thing that, ooh, when I'm in the midst of it and it's in the midst of me, don't nothing else in the world matter? That's what we're talking about. I'm your host, baby, Rook the Great. And if you're wondering who the hell told me I'm great, well, I'm wondering who the hell told you that you were not. And when you gonna figure it out? There's still time. There's still time to figure out that overflow. What will we frame it as? This overflowing of all that is good, all that is perfect, all that is right. Truth, love, it's embedded in you. Why are you so hell-bent on going against it? That's the question. So what's going on, good people? What's going on in the streets? Listen, life been having its way with some of us. Woo! And for that, we give thanks. Because sometimes out of pain, pain has the ability to birth understanding. That we give thanks for. Do we not? Of course we do. What you talking about? Of course we do. Where was I going with that? We was going somewhere with that. My thought ventured off for a moment. Oh, we're talking about life. You know, we gotta get out of this thing of pity. I'm not saying that you never feel sorry for yourself and you never feel pitiful, but it's gotta be similar to feeling the emotion of anger. All right, you feel it, you acknowledge it, right? And then you let it go. It has to be some level of self-control. And what are we talking about today? I know, ladies, I promise you, I don't know if it was April. I know we're supposed to do the whole month on ladies' topics. I got you. Because, baby, do we have a lot to talk about. But before we get into depth, anybody who's listened to me know that I bring the fire to everybody. Man, woman, young, old, white, black, it don't matter. However, the discussions that I'm seeing lately, especially coming from the men, is just very disappointing. I don't know why I expect more, but I do. It's very disappointing to see some of you really turning into little bitches. Yeah. So I thought it would be good to just, let's have a wake up call. Let's be reminded of where, what's really going down in these streets. Because there's some things going down in these streets. And the number one thing that's going down in these streets is both sides, men and women, are unhealthy as hell. Men and women are full of shit. Men and women are fed as hell. Men and women are spiritually undeveloped. Men and women are mentally, emotionally immature. Both of them. So now that brings to the table, well, what does that leave us? If we all jacked up. Well, there is levels to jacked upness, okay? And one of my biggest problems with the fellas is you guys claim that you are most equipped and capable to lead. That's what you say. You're the ones who are more logical, more practical, more analytical. So you make better decisions. You are the ones who should be in charge because you have the ability to create order, structure, set boundaries, all that good stuff. And I'm with it. I ain't got no problem. But it seems as though these things only apply to everything other than your ability I don't want to say to handle women, to coexist with women. Let's just say that. Why are your skills so weak when it comes to that? No, Rook, you don't understand the women these days. I don't want to hear it, sucker. Because there are several discussions that can be had. Now, what we do is we never talking to bitches and we never talking to niggas. We never talking to the low level, low value, low. What do we want? What do we want to frame this? How do we want to frame this? Low, poor thinking individuals, poor operating individuals. That ain't who we talk to over here. There are conversations for those people, but you got to go elsewhere for that. We're talking to the people who say we got some sense and we have the ability to discern what is good for us and what is not. We have the ability to make wise choices. So if you have that ability, fellas, and I'm talking to men, because I don't think there's anything, I don't think there's really such thing as a real man. It's either you a man or you not. You either a man or you a bitch ass nigga. That's it. One or the other. And so I would define a man as he has the ability to get what it is that he wants. And you're telling me, all powerful one, all wise one, all strong, logical, reasonable, great man you are. You mean to tell me you can only attract bottom bitches? Ooh, my Lord. What's going on, my brother? What is happening? Your skills of choosing ain't better than that? Your ability to discern ain't better than that? Huh. Huh. You sound like those complaining women that you be talking about. That's what you sound like. Because we all know that there are quality people that exist. Is levels to this game. And I don't care if people get offended by me saying low value. You know the difference. You know the difference between low value shoes and high value shoes, high quality and low quality. Don't play games with me. So if you want to sit here and be in this little la la land, oh no, we're all the same. We're all equal, but we're not. Outside of that divinity that exists within all of us, that no, don't even play with me. Because we ain't all tapped into it. We ain't all, we're not all a reflection of it. And that's by our own choosing. We go against, we block, we hinder, we turn away from. Fellas, I don't want to hear your excuses. Step your game up. The end. Ladies so damn delusional. Ladies get so worked up. This lady was asking me about, it's not a lady because I know her personally. We got a, you know, good relationship. So don't ask me questions you don't want to know the answer to. So you ask me, are you fat? Yeah, you fat. You know you fat. I ain't got to tell you you fat. Can you stand up and look down and see your feet? Then you know you fat. Like, let's stop playing games. Like stop playing games. And it has nothing to do with thickness. No, you fat as hell, bruh. And that fat is swallowing your organs. So I don't care how good you think you can make it look. Uh-uh. You're being delusional and not in a good way. No. So when men are saying, no, I would prefer, I don't want to, like, woman, where do you go from? If I get with you, if I'm a man and I get with a woman and she already 80 pounds overweight, girl, where the hell you gonna go from there? What do you look like in 5 years, in 10 years? Well, what you saying? You saying big women don't deserve love? Shut up. Shut your stupid ass up. We talking high level. This is some high. We're not. I'm not entertaining no low level shit no more. And I'm not talking to low level shit. I haven't intended to be all this time, but just for the record, step your game up. And stop being delusional, ladies. What you're essentially saying to men is, I should bring you whatever. I should bring you the bottom of the barrel and you should accept it. I got stipulations for you. I like for you to look a certain way. I like for your wallet to be a certain way. I like you to be able to provide in a certain way. But you wanting me, desiring, maybe we should frame it that way, desiring, like, how you gonna be mad at somebody based on what they're attracted to? What you want me to do with that? I know what I'm naturally attracted to. It's like me going out in nature. Some trees I walk right by, some flowers I walk right by, but some I just, oh my God, look at that. That's how I went walking the other day. I'm like, it's a regular green tree, but it was blooming. Matter of fact, I said I was gonna look the tree up. It had these beautiful green and orange flowers. I'd never seen anything like it. I was taken aback. I was drawn in by the beauty. You don't get to tell me what's beautiful and what's not. You don't get to tell me what I'm drawn to and what I'm not, what I'm attracted to and what I'm not. We all need a wake-up call. Individually. The work is individually. The work is looking at yourself in the mirror to say, I am not at my best. I'm not at my best mentally. I'm not at my best physically. I'm not at my best spiritually. So I'm often referring to like losers, right? If you've ever heard me talk, you've heard me use the word loser, loser, loser. So as I was talking about being a loser, again, people want to ask me questions that they don't really want the answers to. And I was talking about the difference between winners and losers. I wasn't going into depth. I can't remember how the conversation initiated, right? Well, the person was like, so what you saying? I'm a loser? Now, again, your own feelings, your own inner whatever is triggering you. Because I didn't call you a loser, but as I'm referencing a winner, I guess what I'm saying doesn't reflect where you are right now. So you're like, whoa, so you must be implying that I'm a loser. And I said, yeah, you are. Now, you know, that don't really go over well. So their mouth kind of dropped open like, oh, my God. Wow. I said, well, I'll elaborate. I'll explain. First, we should define what is a loser. What is a loser? A loser is a person who believes they cannot get what they want out of life. And we got men who are losers. We got women who are losers. You online complaining like you a fucking victim is disgusting. Like somehow you just been cut off from all of the beauty and wonder and like love you cut off from, health you cut off from, money you cut off from. It's disgusting. You a loser because you believe you can't get what you want out of life. You a victim. That's number one. The second way we define losers. Losers are people who are convinced that the cards they've been dealt make them a victim. So they started, look at their life, you don't understand, right? I was abused. I got all this trauma. They go into this whole little diatribe about why they're pitiful and why they can't get nothing done and nobody understands and the family that I grew up in and nobody taught me this and nobody did that. Oh, you just disgusting. Even down to you could attribute it down to your looks. And yes, that is an excuse because there are plenty of ugly people who are in relationships. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we really talking about? Let's like stop playing games with this thing. Like, we don't understand that there are people who, no matter the cards they've been dealt, do not play victim. But losers are people who've convinced themselves that the circumstances define them, that their fate in life is already set. And that's absolute BS. You are a loser. Lastly, you ready? Who is a loser? Losers are the people who don't recognize their own power and ability to change their life. You don't understand that in an instant, you can change your life. That it don't matter what your background is. It don't matter what you lacking. It don't matter if you didn't have good examples of women around you. You didn't have strong examples of men around you. It don't matter if you came from poverty. It don't matter if you didn't even have active parents at all. It don't matter what nobody didn't teach you, what the church didn't teach you, the school didn't teach you, blah, 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 freaking blah. Because a winner understands that it don't matter, baby. I know it's in me. I came from greatness. I came from perfection. There is divinity flowing through me. I cannot lose. It's impossible. You understand? A winner don't deal in impossibilities, but they know for a fact that that is absolutely impossible for them not to win. I love the way Les Brown puts it. He says, we got losers, we got winners, and then we got people who haven't figured out how to win yet. And I wouldn't put you in the category of loser, because that's what I was for a long time. I was a loser, but I was losing, but... And I was a loser. I can't. I was about to try to clean that up, but no, I was a loser. I was a loser with an asterisk beside it, because that asterisk represents, it was a part of me that knew this is not who I am. The results that I'm getting do not reflect my capabilities, does not reflect my potential. I will not accept no for an answer. I will not accept average. I will not accept less than my best. I won't ever under no freaking circumstances. I'm a winner. There is greatness within me. I know it. And I'm not going to allow what I see to trick me into thinking otherwise. I don't care what the physical show me. Even when I'm watching myself, here, catch this. Even when I'm watching myself operate beneath my potential, I ain't even gonna let that trick me into believing that that's who I am. I ain't no victim, no matter what is done to me, no matter what I experience. So this whole dynamic that women and men are having right now is because everybody is delusional. Nobody is seeing self, because if we want to be real with it, the reason you keep getting poor, right? You ready? Why do you keep attracting shitty men? Why you keep attracting bitches? Why you keep attracting people low value, disloyal, heartless, soulless? Where do you come in with that? Where do you connect with that? If everything outside of us is nothing but a mirror, what is that saying about you? Because it's saying one of two things. It could be saying that the shittiness in them is reflecting the shittiness in you. But it also can reflect your expectations that you have defined, you have decided what the world is and what it isn't. And you have decided that it's just impossible to find someone who on the up and up. You feel like it's impossible. You've already, you have dated, let's just say you've had 20 bad examples. And we could say, damn, okay, oof, that's enough, Brooke, for me to draw conclusions. That's fine. I ain't got no problem with it. Draw the conclusion. So let's say you had 20 bad examples. How many people are there out there? So you mean to tell me you've come to a complete conclusion about all women based on 20 examples? You've come to a definitive decision about all men based on 20 men. Really? Hating the opposite sex is hating yourself. You'll never be well that way. Men who trying to convince themselves they don't need a woman, good luck. Good luck. You can give us a 16-page PowerPoint slide dissertation on why women need men. But you somehow, in that little broken mind of yours, have convinced yourself that you don't need a woman. Really? I just need to be with my boys. Really? Good luck. Nah, Rook, you don't understand. Okay. It is whatever you say it is. It is whatever you say it is. You complain about women being overweight and fat, and your ass is fat. You don't see no problem with that. You are complaining about women with daddy issues when you a man with mama issues. But you don't see a problem with that. She just need to understand. One-sided bullshit is what it is. And so we get left. We left just pointing fingers and arguing. Then you got people pointing out examples of how much they've tolerated nonsense. You want a gold star because you have tolerated nonsense. Really? Really? You stayed in a relationship that you shouldn't have longer than you should have, and you want a gold star for that because that makes you a fighter. That makes you, yeah, see, I'm solid. When you've done nothing that exhibits love the entire time. Like, why are we playing games with life? I guess that's the question. Why are you not moving into a place where you are getting what you want, where you are thriving? I know there's a time for surviving. Okay? We're shifting. If you need messages about surviving, you're going to have to go back to some of the older episodes on this podcast. We are leaving the reality of surviving. We are moving into the reality of thriving, the best. Yes, there is a time for understanding how to rise above conflict, how to rise above chaos, disorder, challenges. There's also a time to move away from it completely. It shouldn't even be in your midst. What are we doing, people? What are we doing? Fellas, what are you doing? Let me tell you something. When you in order, you ain't got to ask a woman for nothing, player. Nothing. She at your beck and call. That you can guarantee. And it ain't out of necessary duty. It's out of desire. And that goes both ways, ladies. Do you want to get better or don't you? This is why you need to get your health together. It's the foundation. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How? This is why a lot of our perspectives are jacked up, because we need clarity in mind. And we don't have clarity in mind because we ain't got clarity in body. Body sick, mind sick. We live in sick. We interacting with other people sick. It's a virus that's going around. And it ain't one that causes snot to come out your nose and your chest to be clogged up. No, no. The sickness of bitterness, the sickness of lack of love. That's a virus, bruh. And I don't want to hear it no more, quite frankly. As the shift starts to happen on this planet, you need to figure out, you know, which side you linking up with. Pity or power. Faith or fear. And if you are too, if your only solution for keeping yourself safe is to put this border around you. So the way that I keep myself from heartbreak is I lock my heart away so that I don't feel nothing. Oh, you become soulless. Oh, huh. And that's a lot of the red pill nonsense that I see. Yeah, you can follow that when you're soulless. You can follow that when you ain't tapped into your heart. You treat a woman like she just good for making a sandwich and sucking your dick. That's it. What kind of man, what does that say about you as a man that's all you require? Ooh, ooh. Come on, fellas. And I'm honing in on the fellas because y'all getting real strong with your messaging, right? And I'm with it. I ain't got no problem with it. It's whatever. But what does it say about you as a man that all you need is for your flesh to be fed? That's all you require. Just feed that. What does that say about you? Because you can get women that'll do that. You'll get women that'll shut up. She'll suck it. She'll be silent. And she'll make that sandwich. But that's all you require? Wow. I thought you thought more of yourself than that. Saint, we can swing it back to the ladies. Yeah, you can get somebody that'll just provide. That'll just pay the bills. You can. You can find them. They out there. All, at all levels. It ain't got to be like multimillionaire. Like, they're out there at all levels. That's all you require? I'm saying it is helpful. It is. Let's not make no mistake about it, bro. when you got to, you know, work your ass off and y'all struggling like hell, and it caused a lot of tension. So I ain't got no problems with it. But I'm saying, as a woman, is that all you require? Is all you require is a nice car? Is all you require is a nice house? Is that it? The big dick, that's it? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying, is that it? The physical. So if we really wanted to get to the bottom of this, soulless people need to link up with soulless people. And they make and let them make and be a matchmate in hell. But it's the real who need to connect with the real. Soulful people need to connect with soulful people and become a matchmate in heaven. It's when we get those wires crossed. I'm here, though, to say that if you would shift how you see this thing, you would understand that everything is to your benefit and that you change and you grow and you expand. And there are certain people that you come in contact with, that you get into relationships with, that are ultimately for your own mastery. There is something that you're moving towards, and that person in all of their loserness is going to help you get there. Well, damn, wrote that don't sound nice. Well, it can sound like whatever you want it to sound like. There is honor. Why can't we honor entering relationships as well as exiting relationships? Because there is a time for all things. And there is a time where you realize that this relationship no longer serves me. We've come together as far as we can go. And I send you off in love, right? Now, depending on, there are different planes now that we're operating on. So sometimes it don't happen that smooth. It's a showdown. Right? Cussing and fussing and da-da-da-da-da, ripping and da-da. Okay, whatever. Whatever it takes. But see the purpose in all of your life events, all of your life encounters, all of your life circumstances. There is usefulness in all of it, because guess what we do? Do you remember what we do? We take what is offered and we use it. We take what is offered and we use it. We ain't throwing nothing away. We take what is offered and we use it. And the things that we take that are not to our liking, we transmute that thing. So you may have encountered a person whose sole purpose was to help you get clear on what you do not want. I thought we got together, baby. This was it. We was vibing, but something happened and a shift took place. And I started to really change vibrationally. And now I'm seeing that I don't like that. That ain't cool with me. That's not enough for me. And I know that's a big topic about women. It's never enough. It's never enough for them. It's never enough for them. I don't really care, fellas, what you think about it. And again, I'm not talking about bitches. Yeah, bitches are selfish. And no matter what you do for them, no matter what you give them, it's never enough. We're not talking about bitches, though. We're talking about women. And yes, your job, right? Job, you have a job in creating this container for this woman. Yes. And if you think that you can be a loser and that she gonna respect it, it ain't gonna happen. The moment you go into being a victim, feeling like you can't get what you want out of life, and then, yeah, something changes. That's just what it is. So, heart or head, my friend, which one are you gonna operate from? Which one is gonna be the dominant? We need both. We use both. But something gotta be in control. Most of us say it's not wise to move from the heart. You gotta move logically. I used to believe that. I used to choose duty over love. I used to really believe that. But wisdom has taught me some new things. That I can trust my heart with everything in me. That love will never misguide me. Love will never take me somewhere I didn't need to be. Love will never hurt. Nope. Love would never betray. Love would never neglect. Love would never abuse. Love would never take advantage of. No, those are all things that I've been taught. That's a program. Those are ideas and beliefs that I'd taken in, but that wasn't the truth. And that if you can't operate from the heart, then I can't meet you. You understand? Like, you can't meet me. The meeting place is the heart. And if you can't operate from there, then baby, I can't see you. That's the message, people. That's why we talk about getting your health back together, because everything is about bringing you, helping you find your way home. Home is the heart. Love, back to your inner self, your inner truth. That's why we do. We just finished up in Inner Circle 30 days, all raw. Bringing in a high level of nutrition and electricity and water. Water. Get healthy. Get your body right so your mind will get clear. And spiritually, things will align. And you will know. You will know that when I make the choices, I can trust myself. I think most of the issues, and when we listen to the diet laws that are taking place, people don't trust themselves to make good decisions. That's why they don't move from the heart. I can't trust myself. See, if I stay in my head, that's ego mind. I stay logical with it. All right, let me see. Does she do this? Does he do this? Does he got this? Does she got that? How you checking for everything, Dennis? How you checking for everything other than the soul? How you look for everything else other than that? That's wild to me. The whole conversation of who is high value and who is not is all physical crap. Well, Rook, I'm saying it's got to be more than love. Listen, bro, it's whatever you say it is. Sis, it's whatever you say it is. It's whatever you say it is. I don't know where you are, but it's whatever you say it is. I'm just here to tell you that, ladies and fellas, both of them jacked up. Like, we all got shit. Who can you see? That's what the heart should reveal to you. Who can you see? Who can you not see? You can't see a person. You can't love a person. You can't. So, surface level people, I want you to continue to stay with surface level people. But the real, I need you to listen, get serious. Can you be a movement by yourself? Absolutely. But baby, you a force when you together. Woo! Ha! Some magic that happens. Oh, when that feminine principle and that masculine principle come into union, that's the power moves. Do you know how much further along we could be? I know everybody is convinced that they can do everything by themselves. And I ain't got no problem with it, because I'm guilty of that. I like the idea that, you know, if need be, I can get it done. But here's the deal. We cutting ourselves off from the next level. I'm not saying you can't get things done. But do you understand that we actually heal even more when we're in connection with other people? See, I can go through a lot. I can gain new perspective, and then I can isolate myself from everything and everybody. And I can be good. But if I'm really here on this soul expansion journey, which I am, then I need to be able to address any blind spots. And a person is a mirror, and they have the ability to expose your blind spots. And it shows you areas that you may not be as good as you think you are. You may not be as wise as you think you are. You may not be as on point as you think you are. You may be holding yourself back in ways that you don't realize, but you never know that. Just staying over in your little perfect world. However, we close in saying this: it is whatever you say it is. So if you like rolling dolo, then roll dolo. But it seems to me, as much as people are complaining, you ain't as happy as you claim to be. If you have decided that women ain't shit, and that you just going to try to go younger so that you can use and abuse and control more of them, then why you still ain't happy? What is there to complain about? You living the life, right? You got a whole roster. Why aren't you fulfilled, my man? Huh? Ladies, same thing. This sick idea that you can just operate like a man. Operate like men you say you don't like. That's what's so funny. You say these are the qualities that you don't like about a man. So to get back at men, you take on those same qualities. Interesting. But whatever. So you're going to have a roster too. Okay, cool. You're going to run the streets. You're going to be in the streets. You're going to be outside and do whatever you do until you get tired. Why aren't you happy? Why aren't you well? Don't you know when you're living in order, your body reflects? Why your body not reflecting that? Why you so sick? Why you doing very well? You got men who give you money. You making money yourself. You looking good on the outside. Why you got fibroids? Why your PMS so bad? Why your cycle so heavy? You don't think there's a correlation? There's disharmony somewhere. What's really going on? Why you can't sleep at night? Why you get that bad anxiety? See, it don't matter what you think you're doing or not doing. It's what the results are showing you. It's confirming to you. When I'm in order, baby, there's harmony. It don't mean that I don't have, you know, displeasures or discomfort. No. But there's harmony. When there's disharmony, that's a sign something is out of order. And the illness that we see men experiencing, the fatness we see men experiencing, the illness we see women experiencing, the fatness we see women experiencing are all a sign of disharmony. We are not well. And until we get well, we ain't gonna be well. I know that was deep, right? That was deep. You get my point. You get the message. What do you say it is, my friend? What do you want out of life? Is it love? Why would you settle for anything less than that? Here's a secret. Love is already there. You got to ask yourself, why are you blocking it? What story do you tell yourself? When I say blocking it, or if I'm ever referencing being in resistance to something, what I'm really saying is you have conflicting thoughts. You have more thoughts that go against your inner being. Your inner being knows that all is well. Your inner being knows that you are loved, that you are protected, you are taken care of, right? When you have conflicting thoughts that go against that, and those thoughts become dominant, then you're in resistance to truth. Are we making sense? So, ladies and fellas, get your shit together. That's the message. Get your shit together. Or guess what? You're going to stay sick. You're going to stay broke. You're going to stay bitter. And you're going to stay miserable for the rest of your life. And do us all a favor. Take that shit somewhere else, okay? That's all I got for you, my friend. Until next time. Peace.